The field of ocean optics focuses on the inherent optical properties of water and its constituents and how light can change as it travels through the Earth's atmosphere and oceans. From the characteristics of these light interactions, we can learn about ocean properties such as chlorophyll levels and particle size trends. Satellites provide essential global measurements of various optical properties that can tell us about productivity, climate change, and the carbon cycle on large spatial scales. Our current level of global coverage is unprecedented, and as satellite technology improves, the temporal coverage continues to increase. Most areas of the globe are now measured on just over a weekly basis. Despite these advances, it is still important to collect comparable field radiometry measurements to validate and test these satellite products. Satellites measure light once it has passed through the Earth's atmosphere, and the atmospheric signal usually constitutes or alters most of the signal received. It is therefore crucial to follow certain protocols and learn how to collect accurate radiometry data in the field so that what is observed on Earth's surface can be compared to what is measured in space. In this video, we will explain the general theory behind optical measurements, how optical oceanographers study light interactions, and a few examples of above-water instruments that can be used for in-situ measurements. We'll also give you some best practice tips for setup and field campaigns, as well as what common result spectra could look like.